consent that he's brought to the school committee. Actually, I've talked once before on the season. Really pleased with the passion. It's just added to the marks this morning. And I hope you do bring that to the job. And I have one looking forward to bringing this job. To meet our administration, sit with us in the community, lay out exactly what issues we want. I wanted to just kind of follow up on what some story said, which basically said what I was going to say, that piece of legislation that came out of the Senate this year is probably one of the worst pieces of legislation ever come out of that body. And we look at this, plenty of this come out of there. And the other bills are now sitting there in the House. They are coming back this session. The people in this room have done a great job to control it so far, keep it in check. What else can be done to make sure, Jim said about the act will be run, what else can be done to make sure that this stuff doesn't see the day of the late day and dies to get rid of it?
I think a lot of senators are very embarrassed about what they did that Friday in June on Senate 0713. And those who I've talked to have been fairly confident that they're going to be able to help the House stop it, and it'll go away. We're going to make a lot of noise. It is terrible. And Connecticut's an example of what binding arbitration can do, and it just perpetuates a job classification for our people.
Only thing I would add to it is that I think what you need to do, when an issue like this affects every single city and town, which it does, right, you need the town council presidents, you need the town managers, you need the mayor, you need everybody to weigh in with a delegation to say, this would be disastrous. This would be disastrous to do this. You're going to take, we're battling away, this is going to go the opposite direction. You know, and the other thing I would say, one of the things at risk, you know, I know they do it, and we'll be focusing on even more, is who's voting for these things. We've got to get visibility to those senators, those reps that are voting for this stuff, so that when it comes, you know, November of 2010, and they're running or whatever, the people are out there saying, do you know what they voted for? They voted for this. So it's a combination of both, I think. You really got to get this, because generally my sense is the senators and the reps do listen to the concerns of their, their locals. They do. I mean, you kind of weigh it against the fact of all the lobbying strength of the unions. You're absolutely right. But you got to go on both fronts.
I would just add one thing, Steve. With regard to that issue, those of you who are concerned about that, and I think everybody should be, go to our website, statewidecoalition.org. You can send a letter right from there. You can let every legislator know what you think, and we hope you'll use it, because that's what it's there to do. Let your people know. And again, if we don't do something to help these school committee people who are concerned about that, we might as well forget about it, because they won't have anything to negotiate. So let's back them up. Let's do what we can to help the school committee people meet this issue. Okay. All right.
I said last year, I say it again. I personally thank you and this group for all the help that they've given to us in these problems. And keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you very much.